Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. HIV and AIDS represent an enormous challenge in many parts of the world. Taryn Young from the South African Cochrane Centre in Cape Town describes a new Cochrane review looking at the potential benefits of home-based care.
HIV/AIDS is a major cause of illness and death in low and middle income countries where health services already struggle with limited resources and poor infrastructure. Home-based care, in which the patient's care is provided in their home, is being used in many countries as part of the management program for people infected with HIV/AIDS. Our Cochrane review assessed the effects of home-based care on morbidity and mortality in people infected with HIV/AIDS. We included randomized trials, as well as some other types of controlled clinical trials that tested any form of treatment, care, and support that was offered in the home. After checking nearly 2,500 potentially eligible reports, we found 11 completed and 2 ongoing studies that were suitable for inclusion. The results show that intensive home-based nursing significantly improved self-reported knowledge of HIV and medications, self-reported adherence, and medication refill history. It also helped to reduce HIV stigma and worry and improve physical functioning, but there was no detected effect on depressive symptoms, mood, general health, or overall functioning. Comprehensive case management by transprofessional teams or by primary care nurses had the same impact in the short term. The evidence was less clear-cut for other types of home-based care, such as total parenteral nutrition, computers, and home exercise programs. But we found that home-based safe water systems reduced diarrhea frequency and severity among persons with HIV in Africa. That example, however, comes from one of the few studies done in developing countries. Most of the studies were done in high-income developed countries, were small, and evaluated strategies that are not applicable to countries facing the highest burden of HIV/AIDS. Coupled with this, none of the studies looked in detail at the effect of home-based care itself or reported important endpoints such as death and the progression to AIDS. This gap needs to be filled by new research. In the context of scarce resources as well as high burden of disease, it is very important that care providers is evidence-based and implementable. This will only be possible if research focuses on evaluating the major endpoints and also on testing feasible interventions for developing countries. This future research should also examine how home-based care fits into the current treatment context.
Taryn's review, including details of the existing research, are available at www.thecochranelibrary.com.